Attention, hostile target.
Turkish F-16 fighter jets fly by as part of war games in Eastern Mediterranean and Aegean Sea. The drills come at a time of heightened tension between Ankara and Athens. Last month, Turkey said Greece had locked its S-300 missiles on its F-16 jets in the Aegean Sea. Greece denied the accusation. As a NATO member, Greece is also participating in the exercise.
And as we understand each other, as we support each other, and as we stand together, so we are stronger. For that reason, this exercise will be beneficial for both of us, and especially for NATO.
The largest such exercise in the region is being attended by 15 countries and 8,000 military personnel. It's a test of Turkey's operational readiness as Ankara takes over NATO Response Forces Maritime Command from UK next year.
If the NATO Response Force needs to be activated, it will be commanded from this ship by the Turkish admirals. Any potential conflict between Russia and NATO would be a challenge for Ankara because it has strong ties with Moscow. And the potential conflict between Greece and Turkey would be a challenge for the military alliance as the two countries are NATO allies.
The Turkish Navy has been displaying its locally manufactured helicopters, drones and ships. It aims to contribute to NATO's collective defense and show its commitment to the bloc.
Fundamentally, what NATO provides is a mechanism where 30 nations can come together in Brussels, around the table, at ambassador level and senior military level, and where we can share our views of the world and ensure that we work together to create a collective defense for those 30 nations, potentially 32 shortly. And that's where issues and disagreements can be worked out. But fundamentally, this is not about any particular individual's politics. This is about 30 nations delivering collective defense for the entirety of 1 billion people in Europe and America.
Once called brain dead by the French President Emmanuel Macron, NATO says it will continue to work closely with Turkey and other allies and partners to deter aggression and defend the alliance. Sinem Kozulu, Al Jazeera, Antalya, Southern Turkey.